Hello, this is S.G. for the Zoe Center. Here's an article by Gretchen Reynolds titled, How Weight Training Can Help You Keep the Weight Off. It reads, exercise may help people avoid regaining weight after successful dieting. According to a new study, it shows that exercise can crucially alter the body's response to weight loss and potentially stop unwanted pounds from creeping back on. The study, published this month in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, offers rare good news about exercise and body weight. As readers of the Phys Ed column know, the relationship between the two is tangled. Multiple past studies have found that exercise alone, without food restriction, rarely reduces weight and frequently adds pounds, since many people feel hungry after workouts and overeat. Thus, when you exercise, you must also eat healthy, eat better foods. And when you're also dieting and eating healthier foods, again, dieting just doesn't mean eating less of the junk food you eat, but in turn, eating better quality food. So when you're dieting and eating better quality food, if you add exercise to that regimen, there's a much, much higher chance that the weight will stay off. Continuing, in general, most nutrition experts agree that to lose weight, you must reduce calories. Whether you exercise or not, taking fewer calories than your body burns, and by the ineluctable laws of math, you will drop pounds. Unfortunately, that same heartless math dictates that weight loss then makes it difficult to stay thin. After losing weight, your body burns fewer calories throughout the day than it did before because you have less body mass using energy. Meanwhile, for reasons that are not fully understood, many people become more sedentary after they lose weight. Now, this is an interesting sentence. It says, for reasons that are not fully understood, many people become more sedentary after they lose weight. Continuing, studies show that non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT. NEAT, standing or meaning non-exercise activity thermogenesis, defined by a measure of how much energy people use to stand, fidget, walk to the car, and otherwise move around without formally exercising. So NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis, is basically the amount of energy you use for everyday life that's not related to conscious exercise. Often declines substantially after weight loss, perhaps because the body thinks you are starving and directs you to stay still and conserve energy. So it's stating that once someone starts to lose weight or has lost weight, the level of energy that they expend based on NEAT or their non-exercise related calorie burning declines. That's also probably because they have less body mass to move around on a regular basis. So that's not completely irrational. Continuing, the upshot is that successful dieters typically burn fewer calories each day than they did when they were heavier, which sets them up for weight regain. Not necessarily, not if they're eating less or eating healthier foods. Enter exercise. Past studies have found that people who begin or continue an exercise program after losing weight are less likely to experience as much regain, but scientists have been less clear about how exercise protects against rebound pounds and what types of exercise might be best. So researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham decided to closely study the effects of exercise during that pivotal time just after someone has reached his or her goal weight. They began by recruiting about 100 overweight, sedentary women, all of whom agreed to undertake a stringent diet consisting of only 800 calories per day. 800 calories per day. The women also completed an array of baseline tests to determine their body composition, resting metabolic rate, daily levels of NEAT, Okay, again, NEAT, meaning the amount of calories that their bodies burned doing normal everyday activities that was not exercise related. And walking economy, which tells scientists how easy it is for them to move around. The Alabama researchers also used an elaborate equation to establish how much time the women were moving each day. Then a third of the women were asked not to exercise. Another third began a supervised aerobic exercise program consisting of about 40 minutes of walking or jogging on a treadmill at a brisk pace 3 times a week. The final third started supervised upper and lower body weight training 3 times per week. Each woman, whether she exercised or not, stayed on the 800-calorie diet until she had lost 25 pounds. At that point, she continued to follow the exercise instructions and transitioned for a month to a customized, supervised diet designed to keep her in energy balance or at a level intended to make her neither gain nor lose weight. The scientists wished to focus more on movement patterns than eating habits. What they found was that the women who did not exercise generally did not move much either. They spent fewer minutes each day in motion than they had before their weight loss. Now, this makes sense to me because, again, when your body starts to lose weight, it goes into starvation mode and then it starts to give you less energy. You'll probably feel sluggish and not want to move around because you're trying to conserve calories because you're not getting enough calories in. Your body assumes you are in a deficit in starvation mode. Hence, it's going to give you less energy to burn every moment because it's trying to conserve that. So this makes sense. Now, continuing, their levels of NEAT fell significantly. As expected, their resting metabolic rates also declined since they weighed less. Yes, their resting metabolic rate should decline because they have less mass. Overall, they were burning considerably fewer calories each day than before they had shed the 25 pounds. I think the key in life or in trying to program your body is to lose weight, but also to be able to burn and use the energy that you take in via food and use it and have your body use it immediately in the form of and give it back to you in the form of energy so you have a high level of energy. That way you don't feel sluggish. Continuing, meanwhile, the women who exercised had a drop-off in their resting metabolic rates after losing the weight. Meanwhile, the women who exercised had a drop-off in their resting metabolic rate after losing the weight, as expected, but much less of a slump in their everyday movements. Let me repeat that again. Meanwhile, the women who exercised had a drop-off in their resting metabolic rates after losing the weight, as expected, but much less of a slump in their everyday movements. So they're saying that the women who lost weight and who also exercised also had a drop in their NEAT. So the body reacted in a way that gave them less energy, even while exercising, even while forcing their body to move. That's not a good sign. Okay, continue. Their levels of NEAT, the calories they burned in activities apart from exercise, declined only slightly for the exercising volunteers as a group, and some women increased how much they moved. They walked, stood, looked, took the stairs, and fidgeted more than they had before their weight loss. This possibly means, or the study means, that when you start to lose weight, overall you're going to feel more sluggish and tired regardless of whether you exercise or not. But if you don't exercise, you're going to feel more sluggish. If you do exercise, you will feel less sluggish. But still, it's saying and it's admitting that you will feel a little more tired and feel like you have a little less energy than if you'd never lost weight in the first place. That is not a good sign. This increase in NEAT was most common among the women who weight trained. Those who lifted weights also, interestingly, intended to have better walking economy, movement felt easier for them than it did before the weight loss. And at the same time, many of the women who did not exercise showed worse movement economy, even though they now weighed less. Let me read this paragraph again. It says, this increase in NEAT was most common among the women who weight trained. Those who lifted weights also, interestingly, tended to have better walking economy. So they're saying that the people who lifted weights, or the women who lifted weights, had a higher NEAT or burned less calories. Okay, that doesn't make sense. Next paragraph. Overall, the data suggest that exercise, and in particular weight training after weight loss, prompts people to move more throughout the day, said Gary R. Hunter, a distinguished professor in the Department of Human Studies at the University of Alabama at Birmingham and lead author of the study. As a result, they burn more calories, and with some discipline about food intake, should stave off weight regain. So they're saying the women who lost weight but also added weight training to their exercise walked better, moved their bodies better, felt better, and also had a higher chance of not gaining that weight back as long as they were disciplined about what they put in their mouths, what kind of food they ate. And the women who weight trained tended to move more throughout the day. This study, though, was relatively short-term and narrow, using only female volunteers and following them for only a month. Whether the results would be similar over a longer period for men or for those who begin exercising only after they have lost weight remains to be determined, Dr. Hunter said. But even so, it seems clear that exercise is very important if you wish to keep the weight off, he says. So what do we summarize from this article? Basically, if you are going to try to lose weight, you need to not just minimize the amount of food you eat, but change that with a healthier diet, but also mix in weight exercise, and not just any kind of exercise, but especially weight training. And this will increase your movement throughout the day, and you will move more, and you will move better and feel better overall. I believe that's what the article is trying to say, and I believe that's what's true. But if you don't exercise at all, and you just diet and eat less of what you already eat, then you're most likely you're just gonna be more tired and move less and feel terrible and have less energy. I think what's surprising in the study is that it's continuing to reinforce the idea that weight training is superior to just cardio exercise. Some reader comments. Paul from Arizona says, as a doctor who has helped many patients lose weight, I believe that the sudden rapid drop in calories to 800 may be the cause in the drop in NEAT. It makes total sense that the body, suddenly confronted by a massive drop in calories, does all it can to conserve energy. It goes into what I call rapid weight loss shock, an all-out attempt by the body in near starvation mode, protecting itself. More calories should be done by Dr. Hunter, comparing sudden extreme calorie restriction versus slow and incremental calorie restriction over a more extended period of time. I propose there would be less reductions of NEAT, better weight loss maintenance, and perhaps muscle sparing versus muscle wasting. I recommend that readers go slow and exercise moderately. You will like the outcome. I agree with Paul from Arizona. This is S.G. for the Zoe Center.